Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Okay, let's unpack this. Think back to when your phone was mostly, you know, for calls.
And a computer was absolutely essential for anything like real work.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like ages ago, right? But those lines, they've been blurring for a while.
And now they're about to get a whole lot more interesting. It's kind of the logical next step in that evolution, really.
It really is. Today, we're diving deep into something pretty significant coming to Android.
That's the brand new desktop mode in Android 16.
Precisely. And our source for this deep dive, it's a recent announcement covered by Mobile Tech News just yesterday, May 22nd, 2025.
So pretty fresh news.
Very fresh. And our mission, yours really, is to get what this desktop mode is shaping up to be, how it'll actually work, and maybe most importantly, why it could genuinely change how you think about productivity on your phone.
Okay, so let's get right into it. The big announcement itself, this came out of the Google I/O Developer Conference.
Right, the big one.
Google officially confirmed it. Android 16 will include a dedicated desktop mode for phones.
Yep, it's official. And the concept they're pitching is, well, basically a full PC-like experience just by plugging your phone into an external screen.
Imagine that. The device in your pocket suddenly powering a proper desktop setup.
Wild. And they mentioned some key parts of this experience, too.
Uh-huh. Things like a familiar taskbar and, crucially, running apps in freeform windows. You know, like you do on a regular computer. Dragging them around, resizing.
That window part is key. But here's something else important. You won't have to wait forever to potentially try this out.
Oh, when are we talking?
Google's saying this desktop mode will be available for testing pretty soon, actually, in an upcoming quarterly beta release for Android 16.
Ah, so developers and keen users could get their hands on it relatively quickly. That's good news.
Definitely. Now, it's important to understand this isn't like appearing out of thin air.
Right, it's built on existing stuff, isn't it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Android 16's desktop mode is specifically leveraging the desktop windowing tech they developed for tablets back in Android 15.
Which suggests, you know, there's already a foundation. It's not version 1.0 in the truest sense. They've worked on multi-window stuff for a while.
True. But here's a detail that really jumped out at me. This isn't just Google working in a vacuum.
Ah, you mean the Samsung connection?
Yes. They explicitly mentioned collaborating with Samsung.
That's a really big piece of this. Google stated the new mode is built directly on the foundation of Samsung DeX.
And DeX has been around for years, right? Samsung's been doing this phone as a desktop thing for a while.
Precisely. And Google acknowledging that, saying they're building on DeX, that's significant. It likely means they're not starting from scratch. They're leveraging Samsung's experience, their feedback cycles, everything.
So potentially a more mature feature right from the get-go.
That's the hope. It could mean a smoother, more feature-rich experience for you, the user, much sooner than if they'd built it all independently.
They even quoted Florina Montanescu, a developer relations manager at Google.
What did she say?
She specifically mentioned the Samsung collaboration, building on DeX, to bring, and I quote, enhanced desktop windowing capabilities in Android 16 for more powerful productivity workflows.
Enhanced capabilities. That really underlines they're taking DeX as a base and pushing it further, integrating it properly.
And it goes deeper than just the interface, apparently.
How so?
Google also announced what they called foundational platform support for connected displays coming in Android 16.
Okay, foundational support. Sounds like OS level integration.
Seems like it. Alex Vanio, another DevRel engineer, said this support will land in AOSP, the Android open source project, as a developer preview soon.
So it's being built into the core of Android, not just bolted on top. That's encouraging for stability and, you know, future development.
Definitely sounds that way. So with that strong foundation, especially the DeX part, Let's dig into some of the specific features they're talking about.
All right. Well, one concrete detail they gave was minimum window size.
Oh, yeah. Specific numbers.
Yep. 386 by 352 dp. Density independent pixels.
Okay. 386 by 352 dp. Sounds a bit technical, but what does that actually mean for the user?
Well, it basically tells app developers, look, your app needs to be functional even in a window this small. It sets a baseline, ensures things don't just break or become unusable when resized. Quality control, essentially.
Got it. Makes sense. Another thing they mentioned was custom headers for apps.
Right. So apps could potentially have different title bars or controls when they're running in this desktop mode compared to on the phone screen.
Which could make them feel more like, well, proper desktop apps, maybe? More tailored controls?
Exactly. More efficient use of space, perhaps. More relevant actions easily accessible in that context.
And what about multitasking, using multiple screens?
This sounds pretty powerful. They talked about extending desktop sessions across both the phone or tablet's internal screen and an external display.
So you could use both at once, effectively.
Yes, but here's the kicker, and maybe the most important feature.
Go on.
The internal and external displays can operate independently.
Independently. Okay, that is a big deal. So totally different apps on each screen.
That's the idea. You could have, say, your presentation notes on your phone screen while the actual slideshow is running full screen on the monitor. Or maybe email on one, a browser on the other.
Wow. That unlocks some serious workflow potential. Like true dual monitor setups powered by your phone. Imagine that in a meeting scenario.
Exactly. You could have the main feed on the big screen and maybe Slack or your notes running privately on your device screen. Discrete multitasking.
And presumably, moving things between screens needs to be smooth.
They highlighted that too. The ability to freely move windows, content, even the mouse cursor just seamlessly between the connected displays.
That fluidity is absolutely crucial for it to feel like a real desktop, isn't it? Not just two separate things awkwardly bolted together.
Absolutely. It suggests a really integrated experience, moving beyond simple screen mirroring into genuine, distinct computing environments.
Okay, so this all sounds very promising. But we need to manage expectations a bit, right?
Yeah.
When can we actually see this?
Good point. The article makes it clear. These specific desktop windowing features and the enhanced display support, they're not in the latest Android 16 beta that just dropped. That's the QPR 1 beta 1.
Ah, okay. So announced, but not quite baked in yet.
Correct. They're still under active development, expected in future beta releases of Android 16. So if you're running the betas, keep an eye out for updates in the coming months, I guess.
Right. Patience is needed. So let's circle back. What does this mean for you listening right now? Why should you care about this desktop mode?
Well, think about the potential boost to productivity. Imagine just carrying your phone, plugging it into a monitor anywhere, hotel, co-working space, and boom, you have a decent workstation.
That's pretty compelling. It also really speaks to this ongoing convergence, doesn't it? Your phone is already a powerhouse.
And this unlocks more of that power for tasks you might have previously needed a separate laptop or desktop for. It makes the device you already carry even more versatile.
Yeah, and for people who travel a lot, or just want to minimize gear, this could be huge. Your phone becomes the core computer. You just connect peripherals when needed.
It really does raise interesting questions about how we'll interact with technology moving forward. That seamless switch between mobile and desktop on one device, it could smooth out a lot of friction in our daily work.
Okay, let's try and wrap this deep dive up then. Key takeaways.
Android 16 is getting a major new desktop mode for phones. That's the headline.
Built on Samsung DeX, which is a really important detail. Promising a more PC-like experience on external screens.
We're talking freeform windows, independent displays working simultaneously.
And testing should start in an upcoming Android 16 beta release, so keep an eye out.
And zooming out a bit, this really pushes what we expect our phones to do, right? They're moving further into the realm of serious productivity tools.
Absolutely. So here's something for you to chew on. How might this convergence phone and desktop blurring together actually change how you use your devices in the future?
What new workflows or possibilities could this unlock for you personally, for your job, or even just for managing your digital life?
How would you actually use a feature like this day to day? It's definitely something worth thinking about as Android 16 gets closer.